how do you then counsel somebody who has this allergy? What do you tell them to do? What do you tell them to avoid?
So initially, we ask people to strictly avoid red meat. So beef, pork, lamb. But this would include venison and bison, buffalo, anything essentially that has hooves and walks on four legs, we ask them to avoid. They can certainly eat chicken, turkey, and fish. But we often leave dairy in their diet if they can do okay with it, if they can tolerate it. Ice cream, however, comes up again and again as something that contains a fair amount of milk fat. And as we talked about earlier, I worry a lot about the fat content of things. So ice cream is one that after red meat, we typically find if people are still having reactions, it often involves dairy and particularly ice cream, and we'll ask them to remove ice cream from their diet.
Oh my goodness. You can't eat red meat. You can't eat ice cream. And you're stuck on vegetables forever. Is that what you're gently trying to suggest?
Well, hopefully it's not a forever thing.
But it could be.
It could be.
How do you tell, then, patients who go out to eat, how do they know that they're not going to have some red meat product slipped in, even in a sauce?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because initially we would tell people to have some card that explained alpha-gal allergy. And I think that was really unfair to waiters and waitresses because no one really knows much about alpha-gal in the restaurant community. So we have changed our advice and we really ask patients to lead with, I'm allergic to beef, pork, lamb. Because chefs and wait staff understand that.
They don't understand. I'm allergic to alpha-gal. And the person says, yes, sure, thanks.
Shockingly, yes. So typically, people do find in their local community places that they can eat where they will be able to prepare their foods either separately or without beef or pork fat. In the South, we love vegetables that contain a ham hock or are supplemented with lard. And we have to be careful about those dishes as well.
It's not healthy for you in any case, so it's probably good to avoid. There are a number of pharmaceutical agents or bio-derived devices, heart valves, for example, heparin, the drug that is used in patients who have blood clots, for example. Heparin is derived from the animals you're describing. Heart valves can, to a certain extent, some of them are pork-derived valves. What about those people?
Right. So it's a great question and one that we were not necessarily thinking about in 2009 when we thought this was simply a food allergy. But we, as you indicate, we have been aware of and seen patients who've had anaphylaxis either to heparin, particularly heparin that is used to dissolve clots or to anticoagulate someone, thin their blood during an operation. So a little different than the heparin that you might get just to prevent your DVT or blood clot from being immobile. But this is massive doses of heparin that are given intraoperatively. And we have seen folks that have had allergic responses. They're alpha-gal allergic and they have anaphylaxis from heparin. And we have published a series of three cases of patients who developed anaphylaxis after having a pig valve put in their heart.